It's time for It Says in the Papers with John S. Doyle.
The Irish Independent, in an editorial about the abduction of Nicolas Maduro, president of Venezuela, by United States forces, says that China and Russia will be looking on keenly at the relatively meek reaction of world leaders. They may well ask, what is so different about Russia attacking Ukraine or China seizing Taiwan, if it is permissible for the US to launch strikes on Venezuela, appropriating the world's greatest oil reserves? The European reaction to the attack on Venezuela is summed up by a headline in the Irish Times. EU walks fine line on US actions to avoid antagonising Trump. Fintan O'Toole, in a column in the Times, finds it astonishing that the US President Donald Trump is not doing the most obvious thing in Venezuela, which is to insist on the installation of the opposition leader and effectively winner of the most recent election, Maria Corina Machado, as president. What's going on here, says O'Toole, is something the world, and especially the EU, should note. Trump has contempt for those who suck up to him. Machado has been slavishly sycophantic towards Trump, but in his logic, that makes her weak, a very nice woman, and unworthy of respect. More US incursions. On the Times front page, Conor Gallagher reports that a US Navy aircraft flew over Irish sovereign airspace yesterday afternoon to intercept a ship targeted by the Trump administration as part of its military action against Venezuela. The jet flew from an RAF base in Sussex across the middle of Ireland to the North Atlantic, patrolled the area containing the ship for nearly 5 hours, then returned by the same route over Ireland. Gallagher reports that Irish and US sources said permission had been sought at government level for the flight. However, it was not clear how this was justified under current government policy, he writes. Meanwhile, the Irish Daily Mail reports that Denmark has warned Donald Trump that any attempt to seize Greenland would spell the end of NATO, which the paper says has been the bedrock of Western security since the Second World War. There are different kinds of invasion. Much coverage is given this morning to Killarney-born Jessie Buckley being named Best Actress at the Critics' Choice Awards on Sunday in California. As the Irish Examiner notes, they are seen as an early indicator in the Oscar race. She won the award for her part in the film Hamlet about William Shakespeare and his wife Agnes, or Anne. Paul Mescal from Maynooth plays the bard. Jessie Buckley's father, Tim, is quoted in The Independent as telling Oliver Callan on RTE Radio, it's a funny twist of fate that two little Paddies should play the most quintessential English roles. But we're good at that. We invade in our own little way. We invade the vastness of people's minds. And that's a great thing to be able to do. The Examiner gives front page prominence to news that Irish authorities are being urged to take action against the social media platform X, which is owned by the car maker Elon Musk. This is after reports that the platform's AI tool, Grok, is being used to generate and disseminate sexually explicit images of children and women, in particular with what are called its nudification tools. The fatal stabbing of Donegal businessman Stephen McCahill at his home near Ardara in Donegal early yesterday morning is the main story for The Independent, Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror. Ruben Amorim, who you may have heard about earlier in the sports news, provides the lead story for The Irish Sun. He was all smiles yesterday, the paper says, despite being sacked as manager by Manchester United at a €35 million cost to the club. The sub-editors pulled out all the stops with the headline, when your trophies are nil and you've cost 30 mil, that's amorim.
John, thank you.